a chef, and Miss Marina Pove, a food consultant to Club 41. Continuing our program of seeking different things in the line of adventures and eating, we're now at the Club 41, which is located in Miami Beach on Arthur Godfrey Road, in the heart of Miami Beach, Florida. And Arthur Godfrey Road, of course, is named for the outstanding radio and television personality who has given us so much joy throughout the years prior to his retirement and has done so much for the Miami area that the city of Miami Beach saw fit to name what was originally 41st Street, Arthur Godfrey Road. And it was from the original name of 41st Street that 41 has its name. Seated at our microphones this afternoon are Chef Ulrich Duff, the executive chef of Club 41, Stephen Mellick, the maitre d' and manager, and Miss Marina Pove, who is the food consultant to Club 41. For the purposes of this broadcast, we're going to take a very relaxing attitude, and it's going to be sort of a round-robin discussion. And I want everyone to feel free just to chime in. If a question is something that they feel like an answer, just go ahead and answer it. It's not going to be anything heavy. It's going to be interesting, we hope, for the listener. The ultimate in eating has always been to find a place that has the ambiance, the service, and of course, most important, the deliciousness of a well-served, a well-prepared meal. It's been our dining experience in various parts of the world to run into such situations. The Hotel de Paris in Monte Carlo is a place where we always enjoy our fine food. The Sakhar in Vienna, the Ritz in London, Maison in Los Angeles, and now finally we have Club 41 in Miami Beach, which we were privileged to visit. We enjoyed a lovely evening, wonderful dining, and we felt we'd be less than remiss if we didn't come back and speak with three of the principals who were really responsible for setting the pace and the service. So we're going to start with the executive chef, Ulrich Kopp. Ulrich, you're from Switzerland.
Yes.
And tell us about your background. How did you start? What motivated you as a young man to become a chef?
Well, a lot of people ask me that, how I wanted to become a chef. I guess it's because I wanted to start learning French, the French language. So I decided to go to the French part of Switzerland. I'm from the French part of the German part of Switzerland. So I went to the French part of Switzerland and I started learning French in a restaurant. And I stayed there for about a year and a half, and then I just decided to stop there to get to learn for a chef for about 2 years. So I started school when I was about 17 and a half. And I went 3 years. And after school, I went to the army for about a year and a half. And then I started work on a contract with Bermuda, with the Holiday Inn in Bermuda. And I worked in Bermuda for 2.5 years. That was till 72. And then from Bermuda, I went to Freeport, Bahamas, and I worked in the casino, El Casino, for 1 year. And then in January 75, I came over here to Miami.
You came to Miami.
Right, and in Switzerland, before I left to Bermuda and Switzerland, I worked in Grindelwald in the Hotel Spinne. And I worked there for 7 months. And from there, I went to Montana, Vermala, which is in the French ski resort. And I worked there for a year. And also worked in Zurich in a couple of places. And then I left to Bermuda.
Tell me, Ulrich, did you find that your experience working in various places in various countries, you picked up little tricks that are indigenous? indigenous to each particular area. Is that true?
Yeah, that's certainly true, yeah. Because, well, in Switzerland, I only had the basic idea of all these tricks, you know, like I worked, I was young, I was 16, 17, 18, I left school, and I didn't know very much in the kitchen, you know, that's why I wanted to leave Switzerland to get this language, first of all, English, and work in a bigger place, because I learned in a small place, it was a small restaurant, about 80 or 90 seating, and we were six in the kitchen. And then in Bermuda, when I went to the first big hotel, there was a 600-bed hotel. And it was quite a change from a small one to a big one. So that's where I started to learn my first tricks.
You learned your tricks. In other words, shortcuts in cooking.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
We have here at Club 41 a concept which is called Cuisine Nouvelle. What exactly is Cuisine Nouvelle?
Well, it started, I know about Cuisine Nouvelle since about a year and a half. And it's something very new from France. It started about 3 or 4 years ago. Everybody starts talking about it. And when I came to Miami about 3 years ago, I didn't even know about Cuisine Nouvelle. But then here in the Club 41, I heard about it the first time. And Cuisine Nouvelle is just a new, I would say, a new thing in cuisine, in food. Like in the clothing, there's always coming out a new style, and in the cars, a new shape. And it's the same thing with the food. There comes out something new all the time because people are getting tired of the heavy and rich food that like Escoffier used to do. And so the French chefs, which were inventing Escoffier food, are trying to bring up something new, something lighter. It's a light cuisine. It's everything is undercooked, like the meat is half raw, the duck meat for example, and the vegetables are all cooked halfway, they're very croquant. And all the sauces are made without flour most of the time. They're only boiled down for a long time. You know, you just cream and butter, and then it becomes thick when it's cooking down for a while. And so that's Cuisine Nouvelle. And we used to do this before I even heard about it. We already used Cuisine Nouvelle here.
In other words, you were doing it, but you didn't know what it was called.
I didn't know what it was called, that's right, yeah.
And actually, has there really been any great innovations since the days of Escoffier and some of the other great chefs?
Yeah, on my own too.
All right, let's talk about your own. Let's talk about Ulrich Kopp. What are some of your tricks?
I have an Escoffier book. When we have a special party, or when somebody likes to have a special party, but they don't know what they like to eat, then I just I pick a book and I go through the book till I see the certain thing that, you know, that makes my head go quick, and then I look at it and I use the ingredients, and I might change the name, just something different. And I also make my own things, like the veal Ulrich on the menu is something that I never did before. I just tried it once here and people happened to like it, so we kept on doing it.
Do you like preparing specialties rather than to go by a day-to-day menu?
Yes, I do, because it makes it challenging. It's a challenge to me to try something that I never did before, to try it and to make it come out right and good. And the people in the club, the customers, is the best criticism. For me, so that's why I like to do it here. I might not be able to do it anywhere else, because the place permits me to get in touch with the customers. They tell me if it was good and what was wrong with it. And in another place, I might just be the chef in the kitchen on the back, and I don't see anything what goes on in the front. But it's a nice relationship between the dining room staff, the men at the manager's their farm, and the customers and me. So that makes it different all the way.
The very fact that the hotel is limited in seating so that you can give this type of service and prepare these special dishes, because I understand, how many do you seat here per sitting?
Well, right now, we started being public 3 months ago, 2.5, 3 months ago. But before that, we used to do between 70 and 150, right?
That's right.
And now we are doing...
For seating, we can't do more than 100 people at one time in this restaurant, and that's pushing it.
Stefan, I'll get to you in just a moment. I'd like to have Ulrich just answer this one question, and then we'll move on to other things. What do you consider a comfortable amount of meals to serve? In other words, without pushing it.
Okay, I would say the most convenient amount of people for me is 70 to 80 people.
In other words, if you prepare 70 to 80 dishes, then you really give it...
Right. I can really do it 20 the way it should be, yeah.
But you're actually, with the fact that you have two seatings an evening here, so you can very comfortably put out the type of dinners, the type of meals, so that people could really have truly a dining experience.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's very possible.
Stefan?